Hello, I'm Budsamudra Knox, and welcome to Inspiration Sounds, stories from the heart of the world. You're listening to episode 6. The ancient tradition of storytelling survives to this day in every corner of the globe. Although in many modern societies it has taken on new forms and mediums, it still retains its roots. These roots spread deep into the past, touching every facet of human spirit and endeavor, enriching us with immortal truths and wisdom. Sri Chinmoy's stories of ancient folk tales and parables are here to guide and inspire us in this perhaps confusing modern age, to show us that though our vocations, ideals, and goals may have changed, at the core we are no different from the traditions of the past, from the one who wore the bark of a tree, who lived upon the fruits of the forest. Which is why Sri Chinmoy's stories, although from an ancient lineage, are relevant to this day. This brings us to our first story. A rich businessman discovers fleeting ties of wealth and the true meaning of prosperity. And we finish with a light-hearted tale called The Three Questions. I hope you enjoy them.
The Hermit's Peace Boon. There was a hermit who lived in a cave far removed from the hustle and bustle of village life. One day, a villager came to his humble abode and asked, "Can you please make me peaceful? I have a successful business in the village. I have wealth. I have everything. But how can I have peace?" The hermit replied, "Do you have any idea how you can attain peace?"
"Oh, yes," said the villager without the least hesitation. "If I have more prosperity, I am sure peace will dawn in my life."
The hermit said, "Granted. If you feel that more prosperity and more name and fame will bring you peace, then your wish is granted. When you return home, you will see that my boon has already taken effect." The villager returned home and, to his great surprise, he found that his wealth had literally doubled overnight. For a few years, he was very happy. Then something prompted him to return to the hermit again. The hermit recognized him and asked, "What do you want this time?" The villager answered,
"I am still seeking the same thing. I want to be happy and peaceful."
"Then how do you want me to help you?" asked the hermit. The villager looked a little embarrassed. Finally, he said,
"Someone has moved to our village who is infinitely richer than I am. He has really disturbed my peace. I feel that if I can defeat him in wealth, then I will be happy and peaceful once more."
Again the hermit said, "Granted. I will give you the capacity to become richer than your rival immediately." The villager returned home and discovered that his wealth now far surpassed that of his rival. The hermit had arranged everything to the villager's utmost satisfaction. Once more, he could be truly happy and peaceful. Unfortunately, after a few more years, another businessman who was exceedingly rich came to live in the village. Once again, the villager's supremacy was challenged, so he went back to see the hermit.
"Please, please," begged the villager, "tell me what I must do. I tried to get peace in my own way by amassing more and more wealth, but that peace never lasts. Somebody always comes along and ruins it. Now I would like to hear from you how I can become really peaceful. I have been coming to you for so many years, but I have never asked you for your advice. If it is not too late, please illumine me."
The hermit said, "That is what I have been waiting to hear from you. Here is my advice to you.
If you give away all the wealth that you have, you will be flooded with peace. And if you become my disciple, I will be able to offer you joy and happiness." The villager immediately prostrated himself before the hermit and said, "I want to become your disciple. I do not care for earthly riches anymore. I want only inner wealth. Please, allow me to stay with you, or allow me to build a small cottage next to you so that I can pray and meditate with you every day. The atmosphere around you is full of peace and harmony. What a fool I was not to notice it before. I want to be your devoted disciple. Please grant me initiation." The hermit said, "Granted. I accept you as my disciple. I will give you all the peace of the inner world." Lo, the villager found immediate peace, happiness, and fulfillment at the feet of the hermit. The Three Questions. There was a young traveller who had been walking for hours and hours. Finally, the day was drawing to a close, and he was becoming extremely tired. At last he noticed a small hut. Entering the hut, he saw that the owner was cooking something over a fire. The traveller asked, "Could I please pass the night here with you?" The owner answered,
"Certainly. I'm always glad to offer hospitality to travellers. You have come at the right time. I am cooking, and I shall soon be able to offer you a most delicious meal. Just wait a little. By the way, I shall ask you a few questions. If you can answer them, I shall be very happy. If you cannot answer them to my satisfaction, I tell you, I may not give you shelter, and I may not allow you to eat anything. In fact, I may even punish you."
"I am to be punished?" responded the traveller. "What kind of hospitality is this?"
"The questions will be very simple," the host assured him.
The traveller said, "All right, if the questions are simple, I shall agree to your condition. It is quite dark outside, and I do not know where I shall find another hut to pass the night. And you are tempting me with a most delicious meal. But mind you, the questions have to be very simple and straightforward."
His host replied, "Yes, yes, yes. The questions will be so simple, so simple."
Just as the host was preparing to ask the traveller the first question, the traveller saw that a cat had strolled into the hut. The cat had a bandage on its tail, but this did not seem to bother it at all. The host pointed at the cat and said,
"My first question is, what is this?"
The traveller was deeply relieved to hear such an easy question. He said,
"It is just a cat. I feel sorry for it because it is forced to wear a bandage on its tail. Perhaps it is injured."
The host said,
"A cat? How dare you say this is just a cat? This is Agni. I gave it the name Agni, and now you have to say it is just a cat?"
So he gave his guest a very smart slap as punishment for this wrong answer. Then the host showed the traveller a jug containing water. He asked,
"What do you think I have inside the jug?"
The traveller replied,
"That is easy. It is water."
"What an insult!" shouted the host. "You are saying that this is water? No, for me, it is life itself that is inside this jug. It can never be mere water."
Again, he gave the traveller a smart slap. Even after punishing the traveller, the host was still exclaiming,
"My very life exists inside this jug, and he has to call it water."
Finally, the host said,
"I have one more question.
If your third question is like the first two, then after the third question I will leave, said the poor traveller.
His host said,
If you can answer the third question, then I will forget your first two deplorable answers. You will be able to stay and eat the most delicious meal that I am preparing, and you can spend the night here.
Then the host indicated the roof of his house and asked,
What is this?
It is a roof, said the traveller.
Roof? Cried the host. You fool! I am showing you the height of my house.
For the third time he gave the traveller a very painful slap. By now the traveller was extremely disgusted and angry. He said,
This is too much! Too much! Oh God, what is happening to me? Why should I endure this for the sake of a meal and a place to spend the night? I do not need these things. I am going away this very moment.
The traveller gathered his belongings and marched out of the house. At the foot of a large tree nearby, he stopped for a few minutes to recover himself. He lit a cigarette and threw the matchstick on the ground. Then he started smoking. To his astonishment, he noticed that the cat had followed him. The cat went up to investigate the matchstick. Unfortunately, the matchstick was still smouldering. Suddenly, the bandage on the cat's tail caught fire. In a frenzy, the cat ran back to the hut and climbed onto the roof. The roof was made of straw, and it was soon consumed with flames. The owner of the hut rushed out and cried,
What have you done? What have you done?
The traveller said,
I have not done anything. It was your Agni who did it. Agni is the god of fire. He wanted to show you his true nature. He is revealing himself to you. Agni is like that. He rewards his devotees by showing his power. Now, for God's sake, take your jug of life and save your hut.
But it was too late. The hut was burned to ashes, and the traveller went on his way. What a bad fellow the owner was.
Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds, Episode 6. It was a real pleasure to record. And our next episode, I will have some special guests in studio to help me with the stories. Among them, we will learn a lesson from the tragedy of the ancient king Dasharatha, see how devotion can build an intimate connection with God, and hear the secrets of a worry-free man. Join me then. I'm Budsamudra, and this was Inspiration Sounds.